Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
When the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, joy, peace. Galatians 5, verse 22. Panic and anxiety are often our first reactions to conflict and problems. In those initial moments, choosing peace seems impossible. Your subconscious whispers, "If you really care, you will worry." As panic begins to rise, it's important to turn to the Holy Spirit and tap into that peace He offers. Panic is the enemy, not the situation. And anxiety just empowers and enlarges the problems we're facing. Your best problem-solving resource is always peace. Fear and anxiety block solutions. Answers flow more easily and naturally from a peaceful state of mind. And God's peace is always available to us, if we choose to use it. Paul writes, "When the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce peace." So refuse to let your negative emotions run uncontrolled. Don't let them decide your response. Jesus said, "Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful, intimidated, cowardly, and unsettled." That means you have options. You can choose between peace and inner conflict. In the same verse, Jesus also said, "My peace I bequeath to you." And bequeath relates to executing a will. When someone dies, they leave their most cherished possessions to the people they love. But just because Jesus left us His peace doesn't mean it will automatically operate in us. Plus, when we lose our peace, it's harder to hear from God. So when Paul says, "Let the peace from Christ rule in your hearts," the word "rule" means to govern and control. So instead of letting yourself get anxious and panicky today, choose peace.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.